You're listening to SBS News.
This small community in eastern Namibia is singing and dancing on what researchers believe could be our homeland. That is the place all modern humans came from.
We've known for a very long time that modern humans arose in Africa. But where in Africa has been that question?
Professor Vanessa Hayes and her team at Sydney University and the Garvan Institute have published their hypothesis in the journal Nature. Her team says modern humans can be traced back to a region south of the Zambezi River 200,000 years ago. The region, a wetland the size of New Zealand, spread through eastern Namibia through to northern Botswana and western Zimbabwe. 130,000 years ago, modern humans started to migrate northeast. And 20,000 years after that, we started to move southwest. Professor Hayes says all this information came from a study of DNA. They looked at the maternal lineage of more than 1,200 people in Namibia and South Africa. Her team took the results and consulted a climate physicist to model the region at that time and consider why we could have originated there and why we stayed for so long before migrating.
And what he could show was that the region was in a mega drought. It was not a hospitable area to live in. But the wetland would have created an oasis in the middle of this desert.
She says modern humans would have then moved increasingly further from their homeland.
The climate changes northeast of the homeland and it becomes more humid, which creates what we call green corridors. So it makes the perfect vegetation for us modern humans that like to explore.
The team behind the research hopes they've come up with a strong argument, but they acknowledge their findings have caused some debate in the scientific community, given other studies have pointed to modern humans originating in East Africa.
What we are seeing for living modern humans, not just Homo sapiens, we're only talking about Homo sapiens, people that live today, we believe that we got extremely strong evidence. But of course it's a hypothesis because we're not living there now.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.